Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us, and we know that any day now he's going to do what he said he would do. We believe it, we decree it, and we declare it is so, because we believe that God is able to do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. So on this Saturday afternoon, I want you to know that God is still good. In the sunshine, in the rain, God is good. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that is a blessing to you, and to you, our listening audience. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you, 619-924-0800. And that is how you can connect with us. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. Certainly, we encourage you to listen in on all those platforms as well. When we are not live, certainly you can listen live here, but you can't listen live on the other ones. You can just listen to the archives. But nonetheless, we thank God for all of those avenues to listen to Global Gospel. We are on social media. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. We have a Tumblr page. We have an Instagram page. Please look for Global Gospel. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to every episode. And we encourage you to listen, to like, and to share with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Again, we thank you. If you would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We thank God for our sponsors today, MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we encourage you, our audience, to reach out to our sponsors, and certainly you may have a need that they may be able to fulfill. And so we encourage you to reach out to them as well, and certainly we encourage you to reach out to us. If you have a testimony that you'd like to share, if you're a business person, if entrepreneur, a writer, a musician, if you are a minister, if you are a psalmist, listen, reach out to Global Gospel. Certainly, you want to share your gift with the world. For those of you that have tuned into Global Gospel, we want you to know that our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. And certainly, if you've been listening for a while, you should know this scripture by now. But if this is your first time tuning in to Global Gospel, I'm going to read you the scripture, and I'm going to read from the NIV version. And it reads on this wise: even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And so we encourage you today. You may be brokenhearted. You may be downhearted. You may be ostracized. You may be criticized. You may be suicidal. You may be oppressed and depressed. You may be homeless, jobless, unemployed, without family, without friends, without neighbors. But certainly we want you to know that God cares for you, and certainly that God is able to do all things, and certainly that God sent his son. The gospel is that God sent his son in the likeness of a sinful flesh. He sent his son, but he knew no sin. He sent his son, Jesus the Christ, to live in this world, to die for our sins, certainly to go to Calvary and shed his blood, to go into the grave, but to rise with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly we are here today to let you know that God is still moving by his Spirit. And certainly God sees your situation, for the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And so we give a great God great praise on today. And certainly we want you to stay tuned today. We have just a few words of encouragement to share with you on today. Because in this time, in this hour, in this season, certainly we need to know that God is still there. And certainly everything we need is in the Word of God. It's somebody says, all things in Jesus I find. And so with that being said, we are going to take a break and we'll be back, and certainly we'll move along and share a little more out of the Word of God. At this time, we are going to share with you another selection. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it's not a drill, it's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey, yes sir, I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah, I see blessings, blessings.
every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Certainly, we decree and declare that God has a blessing for us with our name on it. Even though it doesn't look like it, we may be having a turbulent time. We may be going through some trials and some tribulations, but we believe that there shall be glory after this, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Certainly, we want to share a passage of scripture with you on today, which could be found in Luke chapter 15. I'm reading the NIV version. We're going to read verses 4 through 10, and then I'm going to skip down to 13. Just follow me. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And then he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And then she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a far distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death.'" Our selection, "God Bless the Broken Road."
Broken road, but I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every long
Mercy. We thank you for your words. For your words, they are spirit and they are life, God. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word today, to lift heavy burdens, to encourage somebody, to help somebody along their way, God. We pray that you move by your spirit, that you touch, heal, deliver, save, set free, and encourage by your word, knowing that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which it was set out to do. We thank you today that you sent your word and they were healed. We thank you today that your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless the broken road that led me back to you. The words say, I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow, and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you, that every long-lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there. You understand. It's all a part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. And now I'm just a rolling home into my lover's arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. And so if you haven't read the topic for today, you know from the song that our subject today is God bless the broken road. And certainly as we take an inventory, as we look over life, as we look over our ups and downs and look over our valleys and our mountains and look how we've been in some life and death situations, some critical situations, we can look at life as a long road. And certainly it's just a metaphor that is used to describe life. We talk about being on straight street. We talk about detours and roadblocks in life. We talk about being on the David sister said, I'm on the right road now, and I'm on a bit of a nerd, you might say, when it comes to poetry, because when I was in school, I belonged to drama club, and I was acting and singing and a lot of things. But I always remember Robert Frost. He talked about the road not taken, and he said that two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. Portia Nelson wrote about, I walked down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. You can look it up in your as your spare time, because I like the literary devices that are used. I like how country singers can bring a story to life and tell you about a broken road. And that particular rendition was from Deborah Joy Winans, but also Rascal Flatts sings it. And so in our scripture that I read from Luke chapter 15, we find a unique parable as told by Jesus to the scribes and the Pharisees. And to you and I here on today, the 15th chapter of Luke tells about a lost coin, a lost sheep, and a lost son. And certainly I know that you cannot go through life without losing something. For Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we'd all know about give and take by now. And we can say about, what can we say about Luke's gospel as he writes to Theophilus, or those lovers of God? He wants you and I to know that on this road of life, there is a price you must pay. If you profess salvation, if you claim to be among those that are blood washed and blood bought, and if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, there is a cost attached to your life. You will have to lose some things. You'll have to lose some people. You'll have to lose some friends. You'll have to lose some family members, all for the sake of the gospel, all because of the profession of your faith, all because life just happens to all of us all. You cannot have a rose without thorns. And so the first account that we read is that of a shepherd having 100 sheep, losing one, and then he leaves the 99 to go after the one. And certainly in the second account, we find the story of the woman that lost her coin. And in the third account, we find the story of a lost son. And so this chapter, 15th chapter, is about all things lost. And I came to tell you to be encouraged today, no matter what you have lost, that God is faithful and he's just. Job said in the 23rd Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd and my sheep know my voice. And so we know much about shepherds and sheep, as the parable is told, how the shepherd leaves the 99 just to go after the one. And then as he talks about the woman, she had 10 coins and she loses one. And we know that we've dropped money in the house. We dropped money in the store. We dropped money in the car. And certainly anything that you drop and lose in the car. I lost the other day. I have a pair of earbuds, and they aren't the cheap ones. They're JBLs, and so they're pretty decent. And I thought I lost them. And I looked in my car. I looked at work. I looked at home. Could not find them. I looked under the seat. I could not find them. I looked and looked and looked between the seats. I couldn't find them. Well, yesterday, I decided to sit in my car. And I took my right hand and went down the side of my seat. It was not in my visible eye, but with my hand, I could feel my JBL earbuds in between my seat. And so what relief it is to find something that you have lost. And so, but the most talked about section of this particular passage of scripture is probably that of the lost son or the prodigal son. And we know the story, how he went to a far country and spent his inheritance on riotous living. And I can imagine that he lived as he pleased and he did all that he wanted. And perhaps out there was waiting for him drugs and alcohol and all types of debauchery. Before he came to himself, he had friends. Everyone was just after, if we can imagine, what he had. And he was after what they had. He was trying to fulfill the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But we know that all those things pass away. The only thing that you can count on and the only person that you can count on is Jesus the Christ, the God of all creation. And so it takes time to find a lost sheep. It takes time to find a lost coin. It takes time to find a lost son. But time brings about a change. Although time is never on our side, although we have to go down many roads in life, roads of devastation, roads of poverty, roads of grief, roads of shame, roads of anguish, roads of regret, know that every road will point you back to God if you let it. Every road will point you back to Calvary. Every road will point you back to Jesus, because he is an omnipresent God. He's there in the good times. He's there in the bad times. He's there when you're going through. He's there when you're going down. He's there when you're growing under. And certainly he'll be there when you surface. And certainly the songwriter says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. And certainly we need to know today that God is able to lift you up. If he has to reach raised down, Jesus will pick you up. The song said, from sinking sand, he lifted me. And so that we thank God for lifting us. Another songwriter said, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. And so today, whatever you're going through, if you're in a hard place, if you're sick and afflicted, we're glad today knowing that the songwriter said, he brought me out of the miry clay. He placed my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my song today, song of his praise. Hallelujah. And certainly we thank God that he blessed the broken road. We thank God that the road that we went down could have been our end. We thank God that the road that we went down could have wiped us out. But certainly God saw fit, and certainly God was merciful. He was good. He was kind. And no matter what we did to ourselves, no matter what we did to others, no matter what other people did to us, if we made our own trouble, or if we made trouble for somebody else, God was still there, and he was seeing all, and he was knowing all. For the songwriter said, if I make my bed in hell, he is there. And certainly God is everywhere at the same time. He's an omnipresent God. And so we thank God he blessed the broken road. And certainly we are encouraged today, knowing that whatever the situation is, God is right there. He's right there. He's waiting for you and I. If you're like that prodigal son, if you strayed away from God, certainly this is your moment, hour, your opportunity. God has given us wisdom. He's given us knowledge. He's given us understanding. And certainly he has given us his word to live by. And certainly his word will last forever. And so we stand on it today, knowing that God bless the broken road. Stay tuned.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God.
Hey!
For those
adoration to our Lord. Certainly God is good and kind, and certainly as we look over the broken road, certainly we can conclude that God has been good. We've had some joys, we've had some sorrows, but certainly God is good and he's been kind. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. I'm going to give you about 60 seconds to call in and give us a shout out if you want us to know that you are listening today. Again, we thank God for all of you, our listeners around the world. So our number in studio, 619-924-0800. I encourage you to read that chapter of Luke, the 15th chapter, in your spare time. In your spare time, read the entire 15th chapter, because it is so much to gain from that. It is so much to learn. It's three separate stories, but it's all about loss. And certainly, although there is a loss sometimes, certainly there is a gain. And certainly you have to read the story and ask God to give you revelation. Again, certainly we thank you all for sharing today, and certainly we thank you again for our listeners around the world, family, friends, and neighbors. And certainly it's important that in this season we remain connected to God. We remain connected to him. Don't stray too far. The prodigal son, he stayed straight away, but certainly he came back. I like that part. It said when he came to himself, listen, you've got to come to yourself. You got to get a grip on your situation. You got to get a grip on you. You have to get a grip on life. And certainly because this is not a fantasy. This is not a fairy tale. This is real life. And certainly we have some real life issues. And so with that being said, I want you to continue to pray for yourself and pray for others. I want you to be a little upbeat today. And so we're going to close on this. We're going to take you to church, Bishop Brian Moore and his medley. Let us pray. Eternal, gracious God, our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for this another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for every listener around the world, around the globe. We thank you for all of creation, oh God. We ask that you continue to move by your spirit in the lives of everyone, God. Remember the sick and afflicted. Remember the troubled of mind. Remember the oppressed, the suicidal. God, remember those that are incarcerated. Remember those that are in the nursing home or in the hospital and they can't get out, God. Remember your people everywhere. Help them to know that you are the great physician, that you heal all our soul diseases, that healing is the children's bread, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver them out of them all. Help them to know today that all sickness is not unto death. And so help them to know that you are our strong deliverer, and certainly that you can bring us out of whatever the situation, God. We continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that salvation is free. And we thank you that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. We thank you, God, for just being God and for never moving off your throne. We thank you that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. God, now bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. This is our prayer. We thank you and we praise you. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Let me hear. But they don't think something like this. He's been right there by my side. He's been right there by my side.
Been good to you.